Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbach. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us back.
Always good.
Yeah. I love being on the show. This is one of my favorite shows I produce in my whole career.
Love to hear it, man.
Mm. Yes. Very nice.
It's my favorite show I've ever hosted in my career.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, yes.
Yeah, you can't get back
and
that.
You're the best producer I've ever had. Yeah. Well, it's the only one.
All right, well, I want to welcome back to the area. Scott Schaefer from Blade Technologies. Welcome back, Scott.
Oh, thanks.
So, Scott, I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. So if you want to visit the website, DougHaldeman.com, you'll see Scott's information, Blade Technologies. And real quick, what do you guys do at Blade Technologies?
Well, we do computer network engineering, primarily working with small to medium businesses. We do a lot of managed services where companies say, here's my network, take care of it now. And we do it all remotely. Security and computer forensics. And my personal practice areas are really based around cybersecurity and digital forensics. So that's pretty much where I play.
Digital forensics.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's CSI, interesting, right? Let me tell you. It's an up-and-coming field because if you think about every lawsuit you can imagine has an electronic component. The law's catching up. It's always a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly a challenge. I work with a lot of different attorneys to help them understand, electronic discovery issues and how to present electronic data in a courtroom and stuff. So, yeah, it's really rewarding, a little bit stressful, and it's changing every day, which is the fun part.
All right.
So I was going to say, let's get into the mind of the hacker, if you don't mind.
Yep, absolutely. So, I want to know, what are the ways hackers exploit your mobile devices? And you've broken this down into five ways. And let's stick to mobile devices for now.
Sure thing. And the thing is now, more and more data is being carried mobile. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the statistics, it's almost a geometric progression about all the data that is, we're always making more data, but now a larger percentage is on mobile devices. So we have to be careful. One way they get a hold of you is free Wi-Fi. You ever go through an airport and you see, free Wi-Fi, whatever you do, don't click that, because you're not going to get anywhere, more than likely, and it's going to have a good chance to grab your data.
Okay, well, let's say if you're in McDonald's or free Wi-Fi or a coffee shop.
Yep. Those are a little different. They're safe, but you don't have to worry about – you have to worry about, things like a man-in-the-middle attack, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's what I could do. I could go set out in my car at McDonald's. I could create – what looked like a McDonald's access point, right? Yeah, okay. Looked just like it. So then you walk into McDonald's, Doug, and you say, okay, there's my Wi-Fi, click, and you're actually getting a hold of my Wi-Fi access point. So I just wait around. I let your traffic go to the internet so you don't even know I'm there. I'm the man in the middle, right?
Okay.
And then
is that
suddenly
called ghosting? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, this one's called man in the middle, but
man
it's kind of like,
okay.
Yeah, same,
like
same
ghosting?
Sort of thing. Yeah, same sort of thing. And so the man in the middle then waits for you to, type in your online banking password or something like that, and that's the data I'm looking for. And I've done this before, sitting in a coffee shop around town here that has open Wi-Fi and just taking a look of the
what's available to you.
Oh, my goodness. It's just like if you could see the radio waves flying through the air, you'd be blinded. So many people using all these devices, punching in different passwords. It's all there. And you just have to remember, what I usually tell people when you're using free Wi-Fi at a Starbucks, Panera, McDonald's, you mentioned, great. Look at the news. Look at the sports. Don't do any online banking, credit card transactions, nothing like that. And then you can feel like you're pretty safe.
Well, most people don't realize there's a setting on your phone that will discover Wi-Fi networks if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So it can either pop up constantly saying, do you want to join this network or not?
Right.
Where then if you can be looking specifically, there's times I may be somewhere where I do want to have Wi-Fi access and I'll go ahead and look for a Wi-Fi network and log in, but I don't want it popping up in my face all the time every time I'm driving down the road and it sees networks everywhere.
Yeah, exactly right. That's one of the things I turn off first off because I'm like you. It's annoying. And I generally don't want to connect to those networks anyway.
All right. So number two is PIN code. So explain that a little bit.
We talked a little bit about having a password on your phones. And if you've got an Apple, it's usually a PIN code. If you have an Android, you can draw a picture. Same thing with anything like that. But you got to have a PIN code because that at least stops somebody who gets a hold of your phone to get your data. Generally, they only have a certain number of tries. And a four-digit number, somebody else can do the math and see how many combinations there are.
And the fingerprint. the fingerprint.
I was just
going to
say that because my
too,
fingerprint.
Right?
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's right. You guys have the iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful because, you know, that kind of comes into an idea called multi-factor authentication, where you have one, two of three things: something you have, something you know, or something you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. Something you have, a password. Something you know, a password. Something you have is maybe a dongle that does RSA keys, they call them, that has constantly giving new numbers that allows you to log in, which are very, very, very secure. And then finally, something you are, your fingerprint, retinal scanners. The new version of Android has facial recognition. The version of Windows 10 is going to have facial recognition where you can just look at your computer and it unlocks.
Yeah, I know the Galaxy S6 is not out yet, but when it does, it'll have the fingerprint recognition also.
Yeah. And I actually have one on my desktop as well. It's so much more convenient for me because with passwords, you know, it's much, much, much better to be longer than to be really difficult.
Okay, so next on the list is number three. What do you have on there?
Yeah, a single password. So you have a short password, for example, where you're not using a multi-factor like with an Apple phone, with your fingerprint scanner, and you just have a simple password like password. And that's not something you want to do. You want to have
Or 0000.
Yeah, don't do that.
Something
please.
Simple like that.
Or 1234. Don't do that either.
Right.
You have to have something that's long. And it's a lot better to have a long password than have like ampersand star star dash slash three. Right?
Right.
Believe it or not, if you have a longer password that's just Mary Has a Little Lamb is a better password because of the length. If you think of all the possible combinations thereof,
it'll become very difficult for somebody to duplicate that.
Yes, longer is better.
Okay, so we're talking about the five ways that hackers exploit your mobile device. Number four on your list.
Ah, social engineering, one of my most favorite things.
Social engineering.
Yes.
I love that term.
Oh, yeah. It's a great thing because it's not really a technical skill set. It's more of your old school con man type skill set.
Right, the grift.
Yeah, exactly, like a grifter, right? Every year at the Black Hat Conference, which is the hacker conference out in Vegas, they always have a challenge. And what they do is they use social engineering to get passwords. And a couple years ago, they were trying to break into a Fortune 50 company, maybe, I think was their goal. And it was interesting because they called and they said, oh, hi, this is Scott from IT. I need your password. We've got a security problem. I need to have your password so I can reset it. Da-da-da-da-da. So they were just making random calls, trying to get a hold of somebody at Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, all these big companies. As an aside, it was really interesting. 75% of the men they talked to gave it up.
Really?
Mm.
75% of the women did not.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so that I've kind of taken that to heart. I when I do social engineering, a lot of times, you do it on the phone, but you also do it physically. One thing we do when we test people's security networks, it's not like we only sit behind a keyboard and try to hack your firewall all night. I do other things. You know, maybe I will take a USB drive and put like a little nasty on it. And what I like to do with them, Doug, is throw them down in the parking lot and walk away. What do you think is going to happen?
Somebody's going to pick it up, and plug it in the computer.
Plug it in.
Hey, what's on here? Somebody left this. Maybe if I plug it into my computer, I'll be able to see whose it is.
Exactly. And then that's mm-hmm. when I've got them, right? Or other things when you can you can talk your way. One of my business partners does a lot of banks, and he shows up at the bank dressed really nice, says okay, and the CIO or whoever his contact is said, hey, I'm Jeff from the IT department. We need to get back in there. We got a serious problem with your data links back in the back, right?
Right.
So they let him in. So he's running around back there. He's got a bunch of small, basically like a lipstick type of cameras that you can hide places. And he was able to position them in such a place, he was able to see the teller's keyboards and get their passwords.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great social engineering test.
Yes, that's social engineering. It's all just, really trying to con somebody into giving up mm-hmm. information that they maybe not want.
Well, you see this used in predatory situations, too, mm-hmm. that can be used on kids.
Oh, sure.
Can be easily fooled. You hear about that all the time of somebody acting like they're a 13-year-old girl or they're, something like that to get people suckered in.
Yep.
There's so many ways they can do it. Think about Facebook or LinkedIn. Okay, let's use Facebook as an example. If somebody wants to social engineer you, they can look mm-hmm. in and see all the mutual friends.
Yep.
Okay, if they have a mutual friend, now you know somebody they know. Or even if it's not a mutual friend, they can just look at your friend list, and now they have a first and last name of somebody that you know.
Right.
Hey, so-and-so told me to call you for whatever.
Exactly.
You know, next thing you know, they're in.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of stuff the guys like at Black Hat, they use those resources to find all that information that's out there. Just trying to find it's the issue and aggregated it. And once they did that, it's amazing. You know, it's really something to see when you get hundreds of people working together on a product, on a project like that. It's amazing how much they can get done.
All right, so number five on your list, the five ways that hackers exploit your mobile device is what?
Well, you know, that is the thing where you want to make sure that you have your operating system up to date. And this is not only true for mobile devices, but for your PC as well. When you get those patches for your Mac or for your Windows device, install them. When you get the patches, the new iOS versions for your iPhone, install
it. I need to do that.
Yes, install them. Because a big part of these patches is not just giving you new features. It's to plug security holes.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, Apple.
That's important to do.
Yeah, Apple and Microsoft, you know, they might not be telling you the whole story. It's possible.
You know what I'm going to say, the number one reason that people don't update is, I see this over and over, people buy phones that don't have enough storage space.
Right.
Yeah, they get the 16-gig phone,
mm-hmm.
and they don't even know how to download their pictures and videos. And
yep.
It fills it up. They don't have enough space.
Yep. Yep.
They can't update their yep. system.
Sounds exactly like my wife there, Doug.
Well, it's a pretty common scenario. And they
yep.
delete enough stuff, know how to download your pictures and videos.
Right.
You get yourself enough space in your phone, you can update your operating system.
Right, because as we're talking, it's key. You got to be able to. If you can't do that, you're really looking for trouble.
Now, I have my phone now set up to automatically download my photos on my cloud.
Right, to the iCloud for
right.
you, right?
So now it just takes them off my phone for mm-hmm. me, and they're on there already.
I was wondering who was filling up her iCloud.
Boop, boop.
We're checking all the kids' iPhones to see who was doing
me.
That.
Well, if you fill it up, you know you can buy more storage.
I just need to delete pictures.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way, because I use a Windows phone, so I actually use OneDrive. That same idea.
Got
right.
It. Yeah.
Well, we're speaking with Scott Schaefer from Blade Technology. Scott, definitely appreciate you coming in. I'm going to make sure all your contact information is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. Any closing thoughts?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that people need to, you know, realize that, you know, security sometimes sounds like a really, really scary thing, and it's not. Yeah, you know, we've had security issues from the very first day the very first PC was built. And there's always going to be security issues in the future. But the challenge for you as a computer user is to understand what the threats are. And I'm not telling everybody to go out and become security experts. But you do some due diligence. You know, check the tech news every now and then to see if there's like a virus rampaging, blowing up all the computers out there in the world or something like that. Because this is the world we live in now, and it's not going to change. And we're only going to get more and more tied to our devices. And we're seeing it today. So, you know, just recognize, you know, security is important. Back up your stuff if you want to keep it.
And if it's over your head, call you.
Yeah, there you go. Or call Doug, and he's like the family IT guy for your family.
Right? No,
I'm the same for my family. I know how it works.
Don't call Doug.
I'm playing tech support for enough people.
All right,
Scott Schaefer, Blade Technologies. Definitely appreciate you coming in. If you want to contact Scott, visit DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. You also can download the five ways that hackers exploit your mobile device on the site. Look for the blog post on that. Thanks again, Scott.
Oh, my pleasure.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.